Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, hello, doll.
Hello.
Hello, doll.
Hello.
Lindsay, how are you? How are you, honey?
You never call anymore. Why don't you call?
God forbid. You should call. Just to see how I'm doing.
It's very rude. Very rude.
Yeah. She is, though. Lindsay is very rude.
Oh, my gosh.
You
and Rob
are so rude.
I can still hear y'all, even though I'm not in the room.
Thank God you're not in the room.
Yeah.
Because I stink? Yeah. What?
Yeah. Natural deodorant or whatever.
That's what it is.
That's a fresh
air. They say it's healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Yeah, did y'all notice that little southern thing?
Healthy. Somebody had say it's healthy.
Somebody had a good, they pointed out something Lindsay says. Lashed. Like she was saying last, like L-A-S-T, yeah. But they said she pronounced it L-A-S-H-T. Lashed.
Last year. Last year. I like run the words together.
Yeah. Last time last I saw
year.
Y'all.
Yeah, I never picked up on it until somebody wrote it on Instagram. And they're like, year. Does anybody notice how she says that?
Last year. Mm-hmm. Last year. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things I say that are questionable. That's why talk to text doesn't understand on my phone.
The greatest part was somebody came to your defense. They commented under that and they said, who cares what she sounds like? Look at her. Well, he's making a good point.
That kind of makes me feel even worse.
Does it?
Yeah, just because like I'm an idiot. Right,
it's like one of the thank God you're pretty.
Yeah.
Right. You know, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Thank God you're pretty because you ain't got anything else.
But I think you meant it as a compliment.
But also thank you. Okay.
More importantly, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. So we all love making jokes at Lindsay's expense, and that will bring us to today's edition of In Case You Missed It Replay, where we were making jokes at Lindsay's expense yesterday. That's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yesterday's edition of the Crap Show Audio proved once and for all that I've always been right about Scotland and other European countries being third world. And that is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
There's a lady from Scotland, and she is talking to her other Scottish people about the wonders in America that she has seen. Now, listen carefully to what she's talking about here, and it'll really paint a picture of what the other countries in the world are like.
When was someone going to tell me that a lot of Americans have a tiny blender? A tiny blender in the drain of their kitchen sink. Built into the drain of the kitchen sink. A tiny blender. And they have... and they put food scraps down the sink of the... And they blend the food scraps down the sink of through the tiny blender to then just liquefy so it just goes down the drain. What? Living in the year 5,000... 5,000.
So a tiny blend. Americans have tiny blenders in their sink.
Blender.
That liquefies the food. It just goes down the drain.
A tiny blender. You know what? You're right. America is the best. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
And you know, I've always used that as an example, Riggins. If you want to know, you know, a prime illustration as to how America is better than other countries, look at our plumbing system.
Yeah.
We got tiny blenders in the sink.
We should put them in the toilet as well. That actually makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Which one?
Put a little blender in the toilet.
In the toilet?
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
So you're telling me they don't have those. And so what do they do? Like
scrape it out in the trash can.
Yeah, but what if food gets down there. You just got to dig it out. I mean,
back in the, when I was growing up, not many people had garbage or disposals in the sink.
God.
Oh, okay.
So it was either just scrape it out into the trash, and then you had one of those little screens that went over the drain to keep food from going down the drain. Or you just fed them all to the dogs. If you had dogs, you'd feed all the table scraps to the dogs.
I use my disposal a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Because nobody eats your cooking.
Yeah, basically.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We found out that Rob has made a major life change. He's going to the gym every day and
cleaning it.
He's got a new gig. He's not eating fast food. He deleted all his fast food apps. And what else are you doing on the fitness journey that you're on, the health journey?
I'm eating a little bit better. Not going to these places, but I've found I like salmon now. So I mean,
salmon, you say?
Salmon.
Did I say salmon?
Sorry. Like almond, but with
salmon.
You like salmon?
At least you didn't say salmon.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point.
But yeah, he's taking it seriously, and I think that's great for him. I love to see Rob thriving and, you know, glowing up in 2025 or whatever they say. Slaying.
Straightening my beard now, too.
Straightening your beard. Yeah. So this story might come as bad news, but Cinemark is in honor of National Popcorn Day on January 19th. They are doing a bring your own bucket for popcorn.
Oh,
you can bring in any bucket, any container, any clean container you have to Cinemark theaters on January 19th, and they will fill it up for $5, fresh buttery popcorn.
So even a 5-gallon bucket, is there a limit to the size?
There is a limit, and okay. I had to crunch some numbers. They said as long as it holds less than 400 ounces.
What?
That is approximately 3.5 gallons. I think is what it came out to.
So, I mean, that's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot of popcorn. Still
Rob and his friends are going to take those like bathtubs, just fill them, aren't you? Well, not on this new journey of yours, but.
No, but I would, I mean, somebody I know has to do it.
You got cheat days.
Yeah.
You got cheat days.
But do we have those types of theaters around here?
I don't know which one's Cinemark, which one's AMC.
There's at least one Cinemark. I think it might be in like Matthews or something.
Okay.
Oh, Matthews, North Carolina.
Yeah.
But which is basically a lifetime away from where I live.
Yeah. I mean, it's Afghanistan, basically. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, we saw people abuse this system at 7-Eleven when they did the free Slurpees, bring your own cup.
Yeah.
And they'll give you the free Slurpee. And so they had to put a limit on it. So Cinemark saw that. But I think 400 ounces of popcorn, 3.5 gallons of popcorn for $5. Still a great deal.
But again, what does it say about your social skills if you show up at the theater with a bucket that's questionable?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like they have to get out the measuring tape. Like,
yeah.
Something ain't right.
It's like trying to sneak on a large bag on your carry on.
Yeah.
You know, if you're sitting there sweating it, I wonder if they're going to let us use this bucket. Hey, come on.
I'm here to see Wicked for the third time with some Rubbermaids in tow.
So you get all this popcorn, it's like the tickets is free.
Yeah, exactly. So $5. Go ahead.
I'm dying to know who's going on a date with somebody that's taking one of those. And they're like, oh my God, you just brought the biggest bucket. Like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's a red flag, right?
Like a first date.
Yeah. Major red flag, huh?
Unless they're like really into deals, right?
Or that's true.
Who doesn't think that the popcorn bucket they have, is enough,
right? Just a little bit more. Well, they are also offering an XL popcorn bucket, and it looks enormous.
Okay. Well, then just go with that. If it's $5,
yeah, even comes with a little shovel.
Right? How are you gonna eat more than that? I mean, come on.
A shovel, a couple of those. To shovel it in your mouth, you fatty.
So. Bro, Lindsay, bro.
What?
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
It's like, as our friend Alexis would say, the universe knows that Rob is trying to eat better and lose weight and get healthier and all of that. And the universe is just testing him. Because Riggins, you just talked about that special at the movie theater where you can take whatever size bucket that you want and get it filled up for $5 with popcorn. Now, Krispy Kreme has combined their delicious donuts with Pop-Tarts.
I saw this yesterday.
So you can get these Krispy Kreme donuts, then they just add one of those little Pop-Tart bites on top.
Oh, God. To make matters worse.
Well, they also have like the other flavor. They're on there, but there are also flavors of the stuff.
Right.
There's only one that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
It's that cinnamon brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But then I was going to tell y'all that one of the stocking stuffers I got this year, you know, my wife stuffs the stockings.
Sure.
And then the kids and I stuff hers. So we've been doing it since they were little. It's a tradition. On Christmas Eve during the day, we go out and round up a bunch of junk. I mean, she gets real things in there too, like stuff from, you know, the beauty supply place and candles and,
sure,
and the like. But she will also get like a pair of banana earrings or something.
Yeah. Little tchotchkes and things.
Yeah. But for my stocking stuffers, one of the, or two of the things in my stockings, in my stocking were Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
The strawberry and then the, the brown sugar, cinnamon brown sugar ones that I like the most. So that was good.
Yeah.
But this is a downside. Listen to me now. I love my wife, and she is so, she's responsible for so many of the positive things that I have had as an adult. But she's a little too prepared sometimes. When you got that type of personality, she does her all of her Christmas shopping early. Oh. Got to get it taken care of. So along with the Pop-Tarts, which I loved, all of us, both kids and I, got Little Debbie boxes stuffed down into our stocking. I got those gingerbread men that are kind of soft and iced. And then the kids got Christmas trees. Well, they pull them out of the stockings. And what's the first thing they see? They're expired.
You're right.
She bought them so long ago in preparation for stocking stuffing.
Yeah. You're spoiled. That
they had expired.
He's like, what? I got them over the summer.
I love that.
Yeah, she's hilarious. Too prepared.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you're going with that, but that's a perfect example of being too prepared.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and I hear people talk about there being hard to find around Christmas, so I snatched them up.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
I mean, but they were barely expired, so I ate mine. I don't know what the kids did with theirs, but I ate my little gingerbread man.
Yeah, I guess.
They were fine. A few weeks.
It was maybe a week or
it's
so.
It's like, but, Chick-fil-A only has lemonade in the summer, so I got it.
I'll snatch it up, and then I'll break it out in the winter.
Kept it in the fridge for you.
Yeah. Well, they're going to sell out of milk, so go ahead. Get two of them, because you know within 6 weeks or so, they'll sell out. We'll have it. Bless her. I love her. I love her.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, before we get to that, I got to tell you, I've started following someone on the social medias that I'm going to recommend to everybody else. And it is so wholesome. We need a lot more wholesome in the world. And I'm dubbing myself the king of wholesome in U.S. America.
Love that.
And it's also inspirational, this woman that I'm following on the social medias.
Okay.
So.
Hang on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. I mean,
let me improve your life.
I want you to.
So we'll do that in a few minutes.
Today's National Bubble Bath Day. I don't know. I know TJ's not a bubble bath guy.
I'm not a bath of any kind guy.
I don't picture you lounging, luxuriating in a bathtub. Lindsay, are you a bubble bath person?
I would, yes.
If you could.
If I could, yes. But now I'm bubble bathing the kids. So.
Yeah, right. It's not as fun.
Yeah, not as
fun. My brother-in-law, Chuck, in Louisiana, is the quintessential manly man. Built his house, quote, I put every stick in this house. Meaning he built it entirely himself. He works in a prison. I mean, he's just a manly guy. Takes 2 hour baths.
Love
it. At night with a TV in the bathtub mounted where he can see it just soaking.
He's relaxing. Yeah. Love that.
It's tough to look masculine in a bathtub in modern day.
Yeah. And I'm sure he does bubbles too.
Yeah, really? I would want to find out. You do bubbles and everything. Yeah. That is funny. Yeah.
And my wife takes a bubble bath every night.
Yeah.
Every night. I think Woman of leisure.
My mom does too. California is the top trending topic. There are three separate areas that are being consumed by wildfires, all in the Los Angeles area. Malibu, Pacific Palisades, these huge neighborhoods. And the videos are crazy. Mandatory evacuations. But some people are just ditching their cars, you know, on these winding roads in Los Angeles. And it's making it difficult for ambulances and fire trucks.
Yeah. They're just trying to get out of there.
A lot of people are heading to the beach because they don't know where else to go. Their homes have burned down. So they're like, we'll get to the water because we can't get out of the area now. Yeah. And they expect, you know, overnight, these past few hours, for it to have gotten even worse.
Right. So. As if it's not bad enough that they're living in California to begin with, the shape that state's in. I mean, it's just horrible. And one little spark goes off somewhere and it's going to, you know, it lights up the whole, you know, state.
Yeah,
the whole southern part of the state. Terrible.
Santa Ana winds, I think, is what they call them. The wind off the ocean. They said it's causing more problems. So it's really bad. So certainly praying for all those people out there. And then it's Hoda Kotb's last week on the Today Show. I am heartbroken over this. I haven't slept a wink. But Hoda Kotb, after 17 years on one of the most iconic television shows in American history,
the Kotb Show. Remember?
That was I do. One of the,
she was.
With Bill Kotb.
Huh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Are you joking? He's joking. Okay. I'm like, oh.
He would have let that go on forever.
Yeah. I would have never even Googled it either.
Just teasing. But yeah, they're doing all kinds of celebrations for her and things like that. There is a woman complaining about her own mother on TikTok. Not her mother-in-law, her own mother. And I think she has a point. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Let me just say, I sympathize with women with overbearing mothers-in-law.
Yeah.
Mother-in-laws. Because I know when you're raising, like, even if somebody tries to tell me what to do with my dog, it makes me feel some kind of way.
Right. What kind of way?
Badly.
Badly.
Badly. Anger. So I'm sympathetic to it.
Sorry, didn't have your microphone on.
Oh, you're fine.
Freudian.
I was just talking the whole time. It's fine.
TJ, do you think Jody's going to be, when your son gets married, what kind of mother-in-law is she going to be? Have you thought about that, or has she thought about it at all?
She just usually says that that she's going to be, she's going to hate every woman he brings around.
No, she hasn't said that.
She does say it as a joke, yeah. But I think she's going to be a good mother-in-law because she sees that her mother-in-law is hands off completely. My mom has never tried to tell Jody anything about anything.
Yeah.
You know, so, and my mother-in-law is great. I would have rather married her, actually, if truth be known, if I could have married her.
Truth be told.
And Lindsay, do you have how's your relationship with your mother-in-law?
No,
pretty
great.
Positive?
Yeah. She never, never oversteps. Now, my mom
might overstep.
We have the same personality. Okay. Me and my mom.
Which is to get in there and just kind of handle things.
I think maybe try to help, but maybe you're doing too much.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's Carol.
Carol. I feel really bad for this woman. She posted this video on TikTok and she said she left her toddler with her mother, her own mother. And the mother decided to give the toddler their first haircut.
Yeah, that comes up a lot, yeah.
And she said, the problem is, if she had called me and asked me to do it, I might have even said yes. I wouldn't have wanted it. I've realized I've missed out on this important moment, the first haircut, which didn't even occur to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's an important moment. Yeah. But to her, she said, I've now missed out on this memorable moment. And the fact that she did it without asking me, and she goes, my own husband doesn't care, but it's bothering me. And then I asked her about it and she completely shut me down. She's like, well, the kid needed a haircut.
Oh, my
God. And decided it, which just made it even worse.
Right. And it's her mom, not his mom.
It's her mom.
So she has the, you know, the ability to say, okay, mom, is that the way you want it? Then you're limited access to my child now.
Mm-hmm.
Young parents always have that in their pocket to threaten grandparents with.
Yeah.
Hold them hostage.
Yeah, I'll keep them.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so she says she's angry beyond belief. We already explained how upset we are. I can hardly even look at her.
I'm
so mad.
You hear a lot about kids walking for the first time, like with the in-laws or with the mom.
Yeah.
But that isn't like an intentional thing. Yeah. That's like, I intentionally
You didn't happen upon them walking like, you know.
That's bad.
You took a pair of scissors to that baby's head.
I'll tell you what it could be, though. You know, it could be, all right, well, you're leaving me with this kid every day while you're working, and I'm the kid's caregiver during the day, and I'm working for free here.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be taking care of the kid and I'm with him all the time, then, you know, I'm going to do what I think is right as long as it's not going to hurt him.
Right.
So then they got that.
Yeah.
You can't see my kid anymore. Fine with me. Go pay a babysitter.
Yeah. Right. Or deal with the haircut.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, the turmoil.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Order my luxurious bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth and save a lot. Get 41% off the blanket or anything else at Cozy Earth when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TA, promo code TJ. You can still take advantage of that deal. Now, I have been started following this woman on the Instagram, because that's what I have is Instagram. I'm not on the TikTok or anything. And my daughter sent it to me because my daughter's always in search of wholesome material. So I am too, because she lives such a devilish life outside of that. So she has to try to figure out a way to, you know, combat some of that heathenous lifestyle of hers.
Sure.
And this is a woman who is learning to speak English on her own, not going to any classes or anything. And she's using her followers on Instagram to help her.
Okay.
And she's absolutely adorable. She's a mom, and this is her doing her outfit check, or your, what do you call it?
Outfit of the day.
The outfit of the day.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I am learning English by myself. Okay, I don't know the name of this type of hair in English, you know?
Pointing at her hair.
It's ponytail, I don't know.
Ponytail.
Okay, I have a gray hat. Okay, let's go. I'm wearing earrings. I'm wearing necklace.
Yeah, nervous. You.
Yeah.
Green top.
Green.
Green top. High waisted. White pants. I'm wearing flat. Flats. I'm wearing
flats.
And did I say it's correct? I am trying to say this every day to memorize it.
I love her.
So cute.
She's out of breath.
Yeah, because she's so nervous. She's why?
Flattish.
She sounded good, though.
Yeah.
And some of those words, you wouldn't know. Where is she from? Do you know?
She speaks Spanish. I think she's from the Spanish-speaking area of Brazil.
Okay.
You know, some Brazilians speak Portuguese, and she's in one of the clips that she speaks Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Her name, if you want to look her up on Instagram, it's Marianne, Marianne Gomez, Gomes _.
Okay, nice.
She's so cute.
Well, good luck to her.
She said that her kids are American. And so she wants them to be able to speak both. And she, what actually she says, they're going to speak English and I want to be able to speak to my grandchildren.
Sure.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Be able to communicate with them and everything someday.
Yeah. That's so, super sweet.
Totally.
Yeah. And she's killing it. Just got an AT&T endorsement thing. Or,
ooh,
oh, I
know.
Wow.
Staying connected with, you know, communication.
Oh, that's wow. Really smart.
Okay. Yeah,
so now I hate her.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, everybody's been wanting to get an update from yesterday's show when we were talking about Lindsay's daughter going and trying out for kindergarten yesterday at the private school. She's starting kindergarten in the fall, but the school has to make sure that she's ready to start big kindergarten and not pre-kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd it go?
Now, this isn't the school that we currently go to. So we pull up, we go in, all the kids are waiting in this waiting room. She doesn't know anyone, so she's kind of shy. We sit down and her lip starts quivering.
Uh-huh.
So you know when the lip starts quivering, it's like hard to get reel it back in, mm-hmm. You know. She's like, I don't know anyone. I'm like, you're going to be fine. What do I need to do to get you confident and get you in there? You're going to do great. I really like some red lipstick. I was like, okay. So I pull out some like kind of lipstick, chapstick, gloss, whatever. I put it on her lips. And she's sitting there. I'm like, are you more confident now? She said, yes, I'm more confident now. She's not talking because she's scared. Her lip, Lord. So I'm like, D, this is not going to work. You got to go in there. They got to say their alphabet. They write their name. You know, speak clearly. I said, this is not going to work. So I get a wipe out to wipe it off. She's like, no. I promise I'm going to speak clearly. I'm like, okay. So we're sitting there and she's still talking like this. So I start wiping it off and she's like, Mom, please. So, okay, fine. If this is what I got to do, we'll keep it on. Well, they call the kids up to get in line to go into this big library area where they're going to do their class, you know, their fake class. So we get in line and she's like, Mom, don't let my hand go. You've got to come in there with me. I don't know anyone. This is scary. I said, D, I'm going to ask you again, what do we need to do to get you in there? You're awesome. You're the best child. You know, I'm pumping her up. Like, you're smart. You're funny. She's like, well, I really like some new shoes. Oh, you got it, sister. I'm getting you new shoes. She marches on in there like, I'm getting new shoes. So she comes out. We get in the car. How'd it go? Well, I was a little shy. I said, that's okay. They know, they understand you don't know anyone. She said, and maybe I didn't talk so quilly because of my lipstick. And I went, did he? You know, I'm like frustrated at this point. I'm like, ugh, like, did I blow it? You know, and I'm beating myself up internally about it. But whatever, it's over. I got her new shoes and here we are. Lord, she knows what she's doing, you know.
Oh, man. But I remember seeing videos on your social media the first day she went to whatever she goes to now, and mm-hmm. She was two.
Yeah.
She marched in there like she owned the place. She was like, bye, because you and Kyle were both there to take mm-hmm. her. She's like, bye.
I still watch that video. Her arms swinging, uh-huh. Her little pigtail. Don't follow me, Mom. The older she gets, the more aware that she's in like a weird setting, and she's super bubbly. You know, y'all met her. Mm-hmm. She's super bubbly and outgoing, but when she's in like a weird situation.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
I know. But she got new shoes.
It would
and some
make
lipstick
me feel a lot better than right. Shoes.
And lipstick.
And
lipstick, new shoes.
Wed lipstick.
Yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Yeah. She's like, don't leave me, Mom, because you know this apple can't be far from the tree.
Right.
Obviously.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.